skiff or dog boat.
If you're going to put a boat in the water, what do you do? What do you call that, putting a boat in the water?
You mean off a truck or something?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it? I don't know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. Launch it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, launching a boat.
Mm-hmm. Now, down here I see they just drive the...
Yeah, they got a ramp down there and they just back this trailer till the boat floats.
Yeah, it goes all the way into the water.
Yeah, this trailer goes on into the water until the boat floats. They float it off of it. And
if they launch it from a specially made platform that goes out, say this is the water's edge, it goes out into the water, what's this called out here? Somebody can jump off.
Just let your boat out on it?
Well, it's made of wood. You can launch the boat from this, or you can walk out on it. What's that called?
Oh, you mean tie your boat out here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a raft, usually, or...
It's attached to the bank.
Yeah, well... A raft, usually.
Mm-hmm. Would you also call it a dock?
Dock, yeah.
How about a wharf? You ever call that a wharf?
Well, a wharf is a big concern that you really you land boats, big boats in.
Mm-hmm. I see. Now, what different kinds of roads are there in this area nowadays?
Well, there's concrete, blacktop, asphalt, and gravel, a lot of gravel roads.
What do you call these gravel roads that they're not the main roads, they go off the main roads? What are they called?
Well,
sometimes they're not gravel, they're also paved.
Neighborhood roads or crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
Country roads.
Okay. Do you have one term for all of the tables, chairs, dressers, beds? One word for all of that? What do you call all of this?
Furniture?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good. Now, would you describe a typical work day, say when you were about 20 years old? What time did you get up and things like that?
Around 20?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you usually get up around 4:30, 5 o'clock? As long as it's farm at that time.
Mm-hmm. And then what'd you do?
Well, time we would feed our teams and eat breakfast and then go to the field of work, whatever kind of work we were doing.
Mm-hmm. Would you come back for?
Come back in 11:30. The bell would ring.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And then you'd go in, put your team up and feed them, put the path and eat, of course. And at one, you'd go back to work.
What'd you call that meal?
We call it dinner then, it's lunch now.
Oh, you changed it. What do you call a meal that, say, is eaten around 6 o'clock nowadays?
That's dinner. You mean the afternoon?
Yeah.
That's dinner now. That's supper back then.
Uh-huh. Do you supper nowadays? Do you ever call anything supper?
Well, some of the old fogies like myself do, but.
That's interesting. Well, what time did you get back at night?
Well, sundown. You work till the sun was down. That is.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't do that no more.
Yeah. Most people stay up later than that. When I worked on the farm, we got up at 4:15. And I thought I'd die the first few days. Well, I was born in a big city. I was born in Indianapolis.
That's right.
I thought working on a farm would be good for me. I guess it was. But that getting up early was sure hard.